In the first few months of 2024, Canadians were exposed to stories, particularly on social media, that reignited the debate on capital punishment. In British Columbia, the case of Robert Picton was back in the spotlight after his impending eligibility for day parole was criticized by federal Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre. Picton, originally detained in 2002, was convicted for the murders of 6 women, but was charged in connection with 20 other disappearances. Picton's life sentence does contemplate the possibility of parole in 2027, although it is highly improbable that any board will approve it. The Conservatives, who successfully connected with Canadian voters on the concept of mandatory minimum sentences when Stephen Harper was their leader, also hammered the current federal government on the decision to transfer Luca Magnotta, who was convicted of first-degree murder in 2014, to a medium security facility in Quebec. Type the names, Picton, or Magnotta, on X, and you will be immediately exposed to tweets calling for the return of capital punishment. Starting in 2020, research company and Glacier Media have asked Canadians annually about their views on the death penalty for murder. Although our country eliminated this possibility in July 1976, we have consistently seen about half of Canadians voicing support for reinstating capital punishment. We also asked Canadians to choose between two distinct approaches as possible punishments for convicted murderers. With this question, more than half of respondents express a preference for life imprisonment without parole, and not execution. In this year's survey, just over half of Canadians, 53%, down 5 points since 2023, think the death penalty is, sometimes, appropriate. About 1 in 4, 26%, up 1 point, say it is, never, appropriate, while 14%, up 5 points, say it is, always, appropriate. The intriguing fluctuations on this question are related to ethnic origin. While 31% of Canadians of European descent believe the death penalty is, never, appropriate, the proportions are lower among respondents whose origins are Indigenous, 20%, South Asian, 15%, and East Asian, 10%. Across the country, 57% of Canadians support reinstating the death penalty for murder in Canada. This is the highest number we have recorded in 5 yearly measurements, up 3 points since 2023 and up 6 points since 2022. Majorities in every region side with the return of capital punishment, starting at 52% in Quebec, and rising to 57% in Ontario, 58% in British Columbia, 60% in both Atlantic Canada and Alberta, and 62% in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Conservative voters in 2021 are more likely to endorse this course of action, 69%, than counterparts who voted for the Liberal Party, 56%, or the New Democratic Party, 49%. Canadians who support the return of the death penalty primarily cite 4 reasons. Deterrence, 50%, a punishment that fits the crime, also 50%, saving taxpayers' money and the costs associated with having murderers in prison, 48%, and closure for the families of murder victims, 47%. Fewer than 3 in 10, 28%, think murderers simply cannot be rehabilitated. For opponents of the death penalty, the main stumbling block is the possibility of wrongful convictions that lead to executions, 67%. Fewer think it is wrong to take a murderer's life, 45%. 40% prefer to abide by the decisions of judges when it comes to prison time, and more than a third, 38%, say capital punishment will not serve as a deterrent. Fewer than 1 in 5, 18%, believe murderers can be rehabilitated. The final question shifts the debate dramatically. More than half of Canadians, 55%, up 2 points since 2023, prefer life imprisonment without the possibility of parole to deal with convicted murderers, while just over a third, 35%, down 2 points, choose the death penalty. We had majorities of Canadians in every province arguing for the return of the death penalty. When the issue is analyzed within the context of the justice system, outright support for the death penalty stands at 37% in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta, 36% in Ontario, 35% in BC, 34% in Atlantic Canada and 33% in Quebec. Almost half of Conservatives, 48%, still choose capital punishment, compared to 34% of Liberals and 23% of New Democrats. This year's survey is consistent with what we have reported in the past. There is a noticeable climb in the proportion of Canadians who support bringing back the death penalty, but it is not accompanied by a rejection of a system that would guarantee that convicted murderers would be behind bars for life. It would have been easy for the leader of the opposition to come out in favor of reinstating capital punishment. Poilievre's stance signals an intention to make parole, or other elements of current sentencing guidelines that might seem too temperate for outside observers, more difficult to attain for those currently imprisoned. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from March 8 to 10, 2024, among 1,002 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender, and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.